New research is helping doctors more accurately understand the eye. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Carla Zadnick, professor of optometry and physiological optics at The Ohio State University, profiles her experiments predicting nearsightedness.
Many of us heard as kids that we were ruining our eyes if we sat too close to the TV or read with a flashlight under the bed covers. But after studying risk factors for nearsightedness in young children for 20 years, my colleagues and I found that near work, frequent reading, video games, and yes, even sitting close to the TV is not a risk factor for becoming nearsighted. Our study identified a single test that can predict which children will become nearsighted by the eighth grade. It's a measure of their current refractive error, or eyeglasses prescription, when they are between 6 and 11 years old. The refractive error results from mismatches in the size and optical power of the eye that lead to blurry vision or eye strain. If you've ever had an eye exam, you're familiar with how optometrists measure refractive error. We change lenses in a machine as patients view a distant eye chart, and we ask which is better, one or two. In this study, we used an autorefractor to measure each child's refractive error annually. In people with normal vision, the eyeball grows along with the rest of the body and is programmed to stop growing at a point that sustains clear vision. In people with myopia, or nearsightedness, the typically spherical eyeball becomes elongated, resembling the shape of a grape or an olive, and distant objects focus in front of the retina at the back of the eye, producing an out-of-focus image. Kids who will grow up with normal vision are actually slightly farsighted when they are in the first grade. Because of that, the potential for future nearsightedness can be detected at this young age if the child's refractive error measurement reveals little to no farsightedness. About 1 in 3 adults in the United States is nearsighted, but the condition begins in childhood. Our results can help the optometrist establish an individualized schedule of eye care for each young patient across the school years.
That was Carla Zadnick of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.